And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Movie Mike McGranahan here, professional movie critic. His website's aisleseat.com. His appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
We have your review of what looks like an exciting movie. I saw the trailer, The 355.
Jessica Chastain plays a CIA agent in The 355. She's on the hunt for what Alfred Hitchcock called a MacGuffin, a thing that exists merely to trigger the plot. In this case, it's a special device that can hack into any computer system anywhere in the world, giving whoever possesses it almost limitless power. In order to retrieve it, though, she realizes that she'll have to collaborate with foreign agents Diane Kruger and Lupita Nyong'o and psychologist Penelope Cruz. Along the way, the women see plenty of action. As a spy story, The 355 is pretty standard stuff. You get the usual globe-trotting, the crosses and double-crosses, and the surprise reveal about who the bad guy really is. You don't have to be James Bond to know where the plot is heading. Nevertheless, it all kind of works because of the actresses. They give 100% of the material, working up good chemistry together and investing their characters with real personality. As an added bonus, they visibly do a lot of their own fighting on screen, which makes the action scenes more exciting. The 355 doesn't bring much new to the table, but Chastain and company infuse the movie with energy and enthusiasm, and that proves infectious. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Jason Bournes.
Oh, just 3?
Well, I am very much in the minority on this one as far as critics go. The reviews have overwhelmingly been kind of mixed to negative. Hmm. I'm one of the few critics who's been more positive towards it. We've seen this before. There's nothing particularly special about the story. But seeing these actresses together and doing their own fighting and some of their own stunts on screen makes it fun. It worked for me in that level.
So Jessica Chastain, Jennifer Garner.
Jessica Chastain, Penelope Cruz, Diane Kruger, and Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay, so yeah, what a panel. I mean, that's
four great actresses.
That's
there.
A great cast. Okay, so what might have taken it up above a 3? Some good great plot twist that you just couldn't have anticipated.
Something new. I mean, it definitely retreads the same ground that the Bourne movies did, and on some of the Bond movies did, and other spy films. It's pretty generic in a story sense, but kind of special in the way they create these characters. And each of the women has sort of a moment where they have to deal with an individual crisis. You know, like, for example, Penelope Cruz's character is a psychologist, so she's not used to being in danger. And when she finds herself in danger, she worries about, what if I get killed? What's that going to do to my husband and children? So there's, like, some character elements in there, too, that make it really fun.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. The 355, how do my lovely bride and I see our latest action film?
In theaters.
Okay, just theaters, and then later, multiple streaming. There's no sort of set course on this one that you know.
Right. I mean, the theatrical window has shortened, so this should be on demand within 45 days.
Okay. All right. So we'll see that while it's still winter. All right. Super. Okay. So that's the 355.
Jason Bournes.
Oh, okay. Of course. All right. Hotel Transylvania, Transformania. Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth film in the animated Hotel Transylvania series. This was supposed to be a great big theatrical release last summer. Because of COVID, Sony Pictures decided to sell it to Amazon, and it debuts today on Amazon Prime. And Adam Sandler does not return as Dracula for this one, although they did get somebody who sounds exactly like him. But the whole movie, to make a long story short, is that there's a human character in the movie who gets turned into a monster. That's Dracula's son-in-law. And then all the monsters accidentally get turned into humans, so they don't have their monstrous powers anymore. And everybody has to go into the Amazon jungle to try to find this magical crystal that will turn them back into themselves. This series has been surprisingly consistent. It's not great animated material, but the movies have been funny and pleasant, and that's the way this one is, too. Having everybody kind of flip-flop into the opposite of what they are gives it a little bit of a fresh spin, but the lovable characters are still there in the situation. So if you like the three previous Hotel Transylvania movies, you'll like Transformia as well, so I give that 3 stars.
Okay, super. Well, it sounds like one that the parents that have to watch it with their kids will enjoy it, and some adults like to see these kind of films. Not my cup of tea, but hey, it sounds like an action film only animated.
Right.
All right. Belle. Oh, and that's on Amazon Prime.
That's on Amazon Prime today.
Belle.
Belle is in theaters today nationwide. This is a Japanese animated film that's a very original take on the Beauty and the Beast story. Basically, there's this online world where billions of people create avatars and interact rather than being in real life. And this is the story of a very shy high school girl who goes into this virtual world and turns herself into this beautiful, popular singer, kind of everything she wishes she could be, but isn't. She immediately gains internet fame. But then there's this monster that interrupts her concert, and he's being chased by these vigilantes, and she kind of senses that he's wounded in some way emotionally, and she tries to connect with him. So it's a Beauty and the Beast story, but kind of told through the prism of virtual worlds. And this movie is just absolutely eye-popping to look at. The animation is so bright and so detailed and so elaborate, and the story is interesting too. So I'm giving that one 3 stars as well. It's called Belle. You can go see it locally in theaters in the original Japanese language with English subtitles or the English dubbed version. I saw the subtitled version, but a very good movie.
So different showings and different,
different showings,
screens.
Right.
Okay. I'm not sure how to do both. Okay,
check the website and they'll tell you what showtime is which version.
And you did subtitles.
Yeah, they screened it for me and with the subtitled version.
I would probably take the dubbing. I'm tired of reading. But anyway, okay, that's another topic. Okay, so Belle, did you give it a 3?
Yes, 3 stars for
three.
That one.
Okay.
There's some things in the story that I think could have been, you know, maybe a little freshened up or explained a little bit more about the online world. But it's a very beautiful movie to look at, some good music in it, and it's a very touching story, ultimately.
Good story. All right, fabulous. Box office trends, how are we doing at the box office? Are these blockbusters still saving us?
Well, Spider-Man and Sing 2 continue to do well. Now, today we've got the rebooted Scream, which is coming out. That's expected to do very well. Unfortunately, after today, it's kind of a dead zone until the beginning of February. There's not a whole lot of big movies coming out. A couple movies that were supposed to come out this month got pushed back. So this weekend's going to be very good for theaters, and then we're going to definitely hit a slump for a few weeks.
Well, let's get Omicron out of the way, and then we'll go back to the movies.
I wish. I'm ready for it to go.
Sounds like it. Well, Dr. Dalal, who preceded you in that chair, telephonically anyway, give it a couple of 2, 3, 4 more weeks, and we're going to start a real sharp decline.
Good.
So that's good, good, good. All right, the Nightmare on Elm Street, the main home has sold?
Yes, the house that was used in the original Nightmare on Elm Street, where main character Nancy lived and where her mother got pulled through the front door in the last shot of that movie, recently sold for almost $3 million.
Oh my
so
God.
That's what being in a movie does to your property value, or at least being in an iconic movie like A Nightmare on Elm Street.
What town is that in? Where is that?
It's in California. I'm not sure the exact town, but a very famous house. If you've seen the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, especially that first one, you know exactly what that house looks like.
You'd recognize it. Okay, super. Okay, so that's Nightmare on Elm Street. Lisa Bonet, of course, we've known her for, 20 years or so?
Since the 80s, when she skyrocketed to fame on The Cosby Show.
30, okay. Got divorced, so that's entertainment news.
Well, it was announced this week that she and her husband, Jason Momoa, the star of Aquaman, are getting divorced after, I believe it was 16 years of marriage. And celebrity marriages end all the time, but this one seemed really sad because they always talked about how happy they were together. Whenever you saw them in pictures, they seemed so happy. Jason Momoa always talked about how much he loved her even before they got married. He had a crush on her and, you know, was just infatuated with her. They got married. So very sad for them. Like I said, celebrity marriages end constantly. But these two seem so happy together. So it's kind of sad that they're deciding to part ways.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, noteworthy. I agree with you. I have seen them together, and I don't really pay that much attention to celebrity things. Pixar workers have a beef. Tell us about that topic.
The folks at Pixar are unhappy because Disney announced that they're sending Pixar's new film, Turning Red, to Disney Plus in March, pulling it out of its planned theatrical release. This is the third Pixar film in a row that Disney has denied a theatrical release to and instead put on Disney Plus. The workers at Pixar are not happy about that. They want their films to be in theaters. Pixar's movies were always Disney's biggest performer, so I don't quite understand why they're doing this, except that they want to try to drive traffic to Disney Plus. But the folks at Pixar are not happy about the treatment that they're getting. And if you want to see Turning Red, you're going to have to subscribe to Disney Plus.
Well, maybe percent of profit starts to creep in there. I mean, there's some expense associated with showing things at the theater. Maybe they want to avoid that expense or liability or something. Who knows? Okay, but in any event, and these are artists that aren't happy that they don't have the wider audience.
Right, right. The people that are making the films and doing the animation. And Disney could have put it on Disney Plus and in theaters at the same time. They did that with Cruella and Jungle Cruise. So I don't know why they're not doing it with Pixar movies, but they're definitely treating Pixar pretty poorly.
Okay. Well, then that gives, it gives families, it would sound like it would have been a great opportunity to go see another great movie at the theaters with with popcorn.
Yeah.
And diet soda. And that's just me. So, all right. Movie Mike, anything else that's popped up lately? Anything else we should know about?
Next week starts the Sundance Film Festival. So I'll have some updates for you coming up in the next 2 weeks on that.
Okay. So you're talking Tuesday, Wednesday, this coming Tuesday or Wednesday?
It starts Thursday of next week and then runs all through the following week.
All right. We'll write that down on our calendar and we'll look for some reports. And we'll see you next Friday morning.
See you then.
So halfway through, you'll give us an interim report. Much appreciated. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater. You can check them out at campustheater.org.